The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Forgive Me would not be possible without our generous parishioners. We'd love to thank Joe Storm for being an enthusiastic member of the St. Patrick's community, but we'd also like to remind him that the other people's confessions are private. Well, it might be fun to hang around the office water cooler to catch a bit of work gossip. Doing so around the church violates other people's rights to privacy in their conversations with Father Ben and the Lord, of course. We'd like to thank Stephen and Mary Marone for leading our community baptism class. We've heard from many new parents that the swim practice in the baptism font helped their babies feel far more confident on the big day. Become a part of our community over at patreon.com/roguedialogue.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How long has it been since your last confession?
I don't know, man. How old was I when I got my first communion?
Typically, that happens when you're 7. So that would mean...
It's been 10 years, then.
I take it you're not a part of our youth group?
Nah, not really my scene. Not that I have anything against it, it's just that my family only ever comes here for weddings or funerals since my grand died.
So what brought you back after all this time?
My mom.
Your mom?
Yeah.
I take it she feels that lightening the load on your soul might be beneficial for you?
What? No. No, she just caught me smoking weed and didn't know what else to do with me.
Is that something you do often?
What, smoke weed or get caught?
Either one.
Well, it used to only be whenever my friends and I went to the movies, but I never see them anymore, so it's usually just me now.
Does it still feel as fun for you without the social aspect?
No, it's mostly sad, I guess, but you try getting through a 7-hour shift at Burger Bros sober.
I certainly don't approve of self-medicating, but that does sound miserable.
Yeah, it's the worst. All right, lay it on me.
What do you mean?
I confessed. Aren't you gonna tell me I'm going to hell for my sins or something?
No, that's not really my style.
I'm confused.
That's understandable. Like you said, you haven't been here since you were a kid, but no, I'm not here to preach fire and brimstone, even if that's what your mom might be hoping for.
Well, what are we doing then?
Just talking. People usually come here when something's been weighing on them. And aside from providing a private space for them to commune with the Lord, I do my best to offer advice where applicable.
Oh, well, that's not so bad then. Still don't really understand why I'm here.
I take it you don't feel particularly bad about smoking weed then?
No, of course not. It's legal here now, you know?
I heard something like that, but I seem to remember the legal age being 18.
Oh, come on, man. That's only a few months away. But it doesn't really matter. My mom is straight edge, so I'm pretty sure she's convinced I'll wind up doing heroin next.
Have you tried talking to her about why you do it?
We're not much for getting to the heart of our issues in my family, hence the confession of it all.
Want to try working through it while you're here?
Not really.
Well, that's all well and good, but I'm assuming your mom's not going to be happy enough if we stop here and call it a day.
No, you're right.
So, we could sit here in awkward silence until an appropriate amount of time has passed. I mean, trust me, it wouldn't be the first time I was stuck with somebody who had nothing to say. But since you're here, you might as well see if you can get anything good from it, no?
I guess.
So you said you never see your friends anymore. Why is that?
Well, Mark and Benny both still work at the supermarket during the daytime. And by the time they're getting out and getting ready to hang, I'm just going in for my shift. Kind of a vicious cycle.
Was there a falling out of any kind?
I mean... I was kind of pissed neither of them stood up for me when Mr. Cleary accused me of shoplifting and fired me, but It's a sweet gig, so I don't blame them for not sticking their necks out.
Oh. I take it you weren't guilty of that particular sin.
No, man. What would I want to steal from a grocery store? But somebody was swiping condoms, and I was the only one of us with a girlfriend, so they put two and two together. Never mind the fact that she lives in California and we've never met in person.
You weren't given a chance to argue your case?
Not at all. Oh, and my mom was so pissed when I told her why I couldn't work anymore, too.
Enter Burger Bros.
Yeah, home of the triple-double and all that. She made me take the job. I tried explaining that if she just gave me some time, my Twitch channel could take off, but...
Moms don't really understand the monetization of streaming, do they?
No, Father, they don't. And I've got to be honest, I'm pretty surprised that you do.
Hey, just because I'm a man of God doesn't mean I'm ancient, you know.
Touché.
What was it like going from working with your friends at the supermarket to having to sling fast food?
Oh, it was a nightmare. Well, on your first day, it seems like it's not going to be so bad, you know? They got to make you watch these terrible training videos made in the 90s, so they shove you in a supply closet and mostly forget about you for the next 3 hours. Seems like it's going to be a cakewalk, right?
I'm assuming it's not going to be easy, but...
Wrong. Those laid-back vibes are immediately replaced by extremely itchy polyester, an overwhelming smell of grease you can never get out, no matter how many times you shower, and a steady stream of people reminding you they think you're not worth anything just because you work there.
That's tough. But it was never stressful at the supermarket?
Oh, of course it was. I mean, people are shitty to customer service employees no matter where you work, but restocking toilet paper never gave me heart palpitations. You know what I mean?
I think that I do.
And I swear, when somebody is handing you money for something, all common sense goes out the window. A while back, we had this deal on Fridays, right? 2 Fish Bro sandwiches for $3.
I'm familiar with the concept.
Not that I really understand why anyone's clamoring for a Fish Bro from a burger joint in upstate New York, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out.
I'm guessing this was in the spring?
Yeah. How'd you know?
It's because of Lent.
Because of what now?
Don't worry about it. Well, actually, Lent might be a great thing for you to think. No. Sorry, that's for another time. Sorry, why were we talking about Fish Bro sandwiches again?
Well, one day, we get this geezer in there, and he asks for one Fish Bro sandwich. And I say,
sure, I'll ring that up for you.
And when the total comes out to 301, he loses his shit. Screams at me that one fish sandwich should only be $1.50. That's the whole reason he even drove all this way here in the first place. I try to explain to him that
that isn't how the deal works. One sandwich is still 301, like it always is. But if you spring for the second, it's only 324.
I gather he didn't take too kindly to that explanation.
Oh no, this guy? He looks at me like I've killed his wife in front of him. He gets all puffy and red and looks like he wants to reach across the counter and just start throttling me. My manager came over, ready to defuse the situation.
Can I help you?
But he seemed to have caught on to all the dirty looks he was getting around him and composed himself enough to pay for the 2 sandwiches and call it a day.
Is it like that often working back there?
Oh, constantly. The customer is king, you know? Even when they're not. And get this. After all this time this guy spent screaming at me about the price of a fish bro, after he pays his $3 stupid dollars and 24 stupid cents and gets out of my face, he just leaves.
Sir, you forgot.
He doesn't even take the sandwiches. He was so mad.
And he's gone. Okay.
That must have been frustrating.
Oh, you have no idea.
So we've established that the new job is a source of stress for you. Especially when your old one meant you got to spend even more time with your friends.
Yes.
Are there any other people your age at Burger Bros? Anyone you could make friends with to help with the isolation? Some of my fondest memories from childhood come from commiserating at the water park with the other lifeguards.
I mean, yeah, of course there are. These 2 guys from another school, Chet, Travis, and I, we usually share a shift together. They're pretty buddy-buddy, and I don't get all their inside jokes, but they toke up with me by the dumpsters sometimes.
That's not exactly what I had in mind.
Oh, come on. You're gonna get on my case about this, too? I thought you were cool.
Look, I'm not here to tell you what to do. You've got enough of that at home from your parents. But listening to you talk about it, it seems like you're leaning on marijuana primarily as a coping mechanism more than as a hobby you just happen to enjoy.
And your point is? In some parts of the country, it's prescribed as medicine.
I highly doubt you get your pot from a doctor.
No, you're right.
Again, I'm not here to tell you how to have fun, as long as you aren't getting hurt and you're not getting behind the wheel of a car while you're intoxicated. I'm not foolish enough to think you're going to stop. But I do hope you'll consider taking stock of your situation and seeing if there are any other, less medicinal ways to address them.
Like what?
I don't know. What else do this Chet and Travis like to do for fun? You said you have a Twitch channel. Do you think either of them would like to play video games with you after work sometime?
Oh, we don't really know each other like that. We usually just get ripped and tell jokes over the drive-thru headsets. And sometimes, when we get a really bad customer, we'll mess with them a little.
I bet your managers love that.
It's fine.
I'm almost afraid to ask what you do to them. I mean, I have seen the movie Waiting.
You've seen what?
You know, that Dane Cook movie where they work at a Ruby Thursdays-like restaurant and they all take turns... spitting on a customer's food?
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I guess that reference is kind of dated at this point.
We don't do anything gross, if that's what you're asking. We'll just do little things, like fill in a cup all the way to the brim with ice for somebody who asks for none. Or put one really long fry in a bag for somebody who orders one large fry.
That sounds innocent enough.
We gotta pass the time somehow.
Speaking of that, do you think it's been long enough for your mom out there?
What? You itching to get rid of me now all of a sudden?
No, no, not at all. I just thought you'd maybe want to get out of here. I'm assuming today's your day off.
No, I gotta go into Burger Bros right after this, so I do not mind stalling a little bit longer.
That's just fine with me.
You know, this hasn't been nearly as bad as I thought it would be.
I'm so glad to hear it. The last thing I want to do is give you something else to dread.
I appreciate that more than you could understand.
There is one question I still have, if you're up for it.
Shoot.
If you're usually smoking at Burger Bros, which I don't at all condone, by the way, how did your mother catch you in the first place?
Well, you know those motion sensor lights people put in their backyards to keep an eye out for burglars or deer or whatever?
Yes.
I forgot ours were on. And so, when I went out onto the deck to enjoy a post-shift bowl one night, the lights came on and I woke her up while she was sleeping on the couch. Oh my god, she shot up and glared at me from the picture window. At first, I scared her half to death, but once she realized what was going on, oh, she blew a gasket. I honestly don't know what would have been worse for her, somebody trying to break in or catching her only child smoking the devil's lettuce.
Oh, I am sure she was livid. I can only imagine the look on her face when she saw you.
Why'd you even want to know that?
Look, I was a teenager once. There is nothing funnier than stories about being caught by your mom. Yours certainly proves that out.
Touché again, Padre. Could you do me one last favor?
Sure, as long as it isn't marijuana related.
Oh, no, nothing like that. I'm wondering if you'll walk me out there to her and act very stern.
Why is that?
Oh, she's terrible at punishing me. If she thinks you put the fear of God in me, then she won't bother taking anything else away.
I think I can manage that.
Mitchell?
Mom?
Thank you so much for doing this, Father. I just don't know what's gotten into him.
I'm always happy to sit with one of St. Patrick's parishioners, Lisa.
Well, what do you have to say for yourself?
I promise you, he's learned his lesson.
Is that true?
Oh, it is. I promise you, Mom, it won't happen again.
Good.
Now, hopefully, the next time I see the two of you will be under happier circumstances, yes? Maybe this Sunday?
Sure. Maybe.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. It's always nice to have a full house for Sunday Mass.
Oh, I'd love to, Father, really. But I told my boss I'd cover breakfast this weekend, so...
We'll be there.
Okay.
I'll keep my eye out for you. Now you two take care of yourselves, all right?
You too, Father.
Now, don't think you're getting off that easy, young man. You may be going into work, but the second you get home, you're cleaning the house. And tomorrow, you're mowing the lawn.
Yes.
And doing anything else I may think of that I need done without complaining.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's not all either. No Xbox, no phone, no friends, nothing but work, chores, and school until I say that you've learned your lesson.
Fine, yeah. Okay.
And what are you doing walking out of the house with your hair a mess like that? Let me fix it for you.
All right, that's enough. Okay, my hair's fine. Stop it. Stop. I got it. It's fine. I got it. Thank you. Jeez.
Forgive Me is a Rogue Dialogue production. This episode was written and directed by
Bob Ramunda
and
Jack Marone.
Here's our cast in order of appearance.
Sawyer Green, Mitchell,
Casey Callahan, Father Ben,
Danielle Ellett, Lisa.
Script editing by
Jordan Stillman.
Dialogue editing by
Bob Ramunda.
Sound design, score, and mixing by me, Adam Ramunda. All of the graphic design comes from
Sam Tordy.
Find out about what we're up to by following at Forgive Me Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Did you like the show? If you did, go follow it on your favorite podcast player. If you really enjoyed it, rate it and review it on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts. This podcast is made possible by our supporters on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you can get access to an ad-free feed, director's notes for each episode, music from the show, and more. Become a patron over at patreon.com/roguedialogue. No matter what, thanks for listening. We'll be back in a few weeks with episode 5. Bye!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is Yanni, and welcome to Season 2 of Harlem Queen. Thank you for listening. The season picks up with the search for Michelle.
You are listening to the Flora J. Calvin program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory.
Stephanie is frantic, and she risks all in order to find her missing daughter.
We will find Michelle. There are troopers all along the New Jersey and Pennsylvania highways.
That's not enough.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Ms. Mondesir.
You need to take down your reward, Stephanie.
I will not. Those no-good couples are already saying she's dead.
The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear.
And Stephanie still has to contend with Luciano and Schultz plotting to push her out of her own turf.
Word on the street is that it's Schultz.
Who cares about a lost colored girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, a lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl. Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies? No. We're going to get her another way.
Even Halstein is suspicious. Is he truly a friend or a foe?
She's putting herself behind the eight ball. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone has to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you're a liability.
I will do everything in my power to get her home safe and sound.
Listen up for season 2. Harlem Queen is a recipient of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's Creative Engagement Grant. And once we all get through this safe and sound, we will have a live radio show of Harlem Queen this fall. More episodes to come. Take good care and stay well.